Platinum Majority Union, AMCU, says it will embark on unspecified industrial action at Impala Platinum if talks to halt the company's plan to cut a third of its workers don't work out. AMCU's president, Joseph Matundra, was speaking at a media briefing earlier in the day. It follows Implat's announcement last week that it would be going ahead and cutting some 13,000 jobs over the next 2 years as it cuts a significant amount of production capacity. Well, to discuss the matter, I'm joined by Chris Jacobs. He's a conflict resolution expert from OIM. Thanks very much for joining us, Chris. This puts Impala Platinum in a little bit of a stupor. So what then do you think is the next phase?
Well, good evening and thank you very much, Nompo, for having me. But it's quite a catch-22 situation in the sense that an analysis of their strategy dictates to them that some of the shafts are really not viable at this stage, and that they have to do something radical to get on an economic basis again. Hmm. On the other hand, AMCU comes out, I wouldn't want to use the word guns blazing, but they definitely said it's gloves off and don't expect us to just lie down and accept what you're putting on the table.
So as a conflict resolution expert that you are, what sort of interventions would you make if Impala Platinum and AMCU were to bring you to the table? I mean, where would you begin?
Well, I've dealt with both parties in the past. And from what I know and what I've experienced in the past, there's enough goodwill with both parties. And that's the first thing that one needs to focus on. Identify those areas of common ground and work from that. So most probably there is a longer or a medium to a longer term plan which can be put on the table. And personally, I think that's what they should be focusing on. Mm. Yes, the crunch is now, but by focusing on certain aspects, for example, the cost of mining, we all know is a major problem. That is something that both labor and management can contribute to driving down costs. Something like productivity, if one looks at things such as the absenteeism rates, those type of things, those are types of things that you can focus on. And then obviously optimization of processes. So rather than getting into a squabble about the technical details, what they should be looking at is what is it, what is in our control and what is it that we can affect. And maybe in that way, if you get to resolutions along those lines, you can actually get to a point where you can say, well, maybe it's not 13,000 people. Maybe we can look at other alternatives in terms of lessening the burden in terms of that. But if we can improve things internally, maybe there's some scope, and maybe in the meantime, the markets also change. Mm. And in that way, they can control which they can control. Mm.
If Impala Platinum's decision is almost inevitable because, like you say, you know, some of these mines are very old and it's not profitable at all to mine them. If that is the end game, what about the idea of perhaps trying to reskill people for other industries? I know that becomes another layer of cost, but almost, you know, given that these are people who are breadwinners and, you know, look after maybe 5 to 10 dependents, you can't just give someone their last pay packet and say, you know, unfortunately, it didn't work out, bye-bye type thing, because it just creates an even bigger social problem in South Africa. And of course, we have to look at the context that these mining operations are in.
Yes, definitely. So normally, Nompo, that is part of the discussions taking place in any form of consultation when you get to a so-called Section 189, is how do we lessen the impact, not just on the company and the labor force in general, but specifically those people that we are going to let go. So one, if those people go, they go with certain skills. Now, some of those skills are very specific to the mining industry, but with a little adaptation, you can actually assist some of those employees to adapt to a different circumstance and to a different skill as well. That is on the one hand. I think another very important factor is that a lot of these employees would be receiving a financial package. Now, even if for many of them it's not a major package, the fact of the matter is that's what they will have to live on. So also what is needed is to assist those people with the right financial knowledge so that when they speak to financial advisors, that they do not make the wrong decisions in terms of that.
Hmm.
The economic impact is already quite severe, and it's going to be severe not just in the immediate Rustenburg area, but also in terms of certain labor-sending areas, such as the Eastern Cape, as an example. And you really do not want to send those people back with just a package, with no adaptation of skills, with no real financial knowledge in terms of what do I do with this money, because next month, next year, I still have to survive on that.
Yeah. How quickly does Impala Platinum have to respond to this latest threat? Because obviously, strike action would be very negative.
Absolutely. Well, the whole process of consultation still needs to start. So if we look at it from a procedural side of things, what has happened now is that Impala Platts has made it known. They informed the unions about this. Some of the unions already responded already last week. UMCO held back and they only responded today. So very typically what needs to happen now is the consultation process needs to start. So Implats has to provide reasons. The other stakeholders then has an opportunity to put alternatives on the table. So the dealing is really going to start then. So the quicker it starts, the better.
Absolutely.
The other side of it is also true, is that coming in and saying we are prepared to strike about this, hopefully this is mere tactics. And not a threat that they are willing to execute on.
Yeah, no, I suppose it speaks to the urgency of the situation. I mean, 2 years is not very far down the line, and jobs are going to be lost over a period of 2 years. So
correct.
Maybe within 12 months, you know, people will have started losing their jobs. So it is quite a critical social issue.
Absolutely. So it can even be much earlier than 12 months that the first people would be directly affected. So if one talks about reskilling of people, that already has to start. So the quicker you can get the consultation process on the go, the quicker you can start with any aspects that can alleviate the effect and lessen the impact on not just the individuals, but the broader economy as well.
Yeah.
So that is the consultation process is very different to a negotiation process. But
yeah.
The outcomes can very often be the same. And especially if a certificate is issued in the end or applied for in terms of a strike situation.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for giving us some insights on this issue. That was Chris Jacobs. He's a conflict resolution expert from OIM.